This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Congress goes back into session this week, and Wednesday night, Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson will be the center of attention. President Obama called Isaacson recently and asked him to put together a group of 12 Republican senators for a private dinner. The president had met with a different group of GOP senators a month ago. Earlier today, after Isaacson spoke at an event supporting Georgia's Free File program for low-income taxpayers, I spent a few minutes with the senator for a quick survey of the big list of issues awaiting Congress. We began with Wednesday night's dinner with the president. Do you come in with a set of points you're going to make to him?
Well, it's an open forum. I mean, there's no set agenda. There's certain things I want to talk about, like entitlement reform and getting our debt and our deficit under control, but there'll be a lot of subjects on the table.
The president has already said, look, we have to do some sort of reasonable entitlement reform. Have you seen specifics, or do you have some that would indicate where you could start at least some sort of negotiation?
Well, his budget's going to be introduced on Wednesday. I've read some of the press reports, so to the degree that you can take that as factual, the president is willing to talk about entitlement reform with Medicare, going maybe to change CPI versus regular CPI for indexes for COLAs.
Cost of living adjustments.
Cost of living adjustments.
Yeah,
right.
CPI.
Not a cut in benefits, but a change in the calculation for increases in benefits. There are all these people talking about it would be a benefit cut. No, we're trying to save the benefit is what we're trying to do, not cut anybody's benefit.
You worked with the president in the Senate. What's your sense of whether he has been open to Congress? There have been a lot of complaints from your side of the aisle that he hasn't negotiated with Republicans. Is this someone that you can talk to?
I think it is, and I think what he's doing in this outreach is a good first step. We've got a long way to go. We haven't made any type of a deal yet, but a sincere effort to be able to have a frank discussion off the record with the President of the United States on the poignant issues of the day is a good step forward. Hopefully we can find some common ground.
There's gun legislation working its way through. Background checks appears to be the centerpiece of it. Are you open to that, and would there be other points that you would consider as well?
I'm not open to any ban of the Second Amendment right to buy arms or limitations on cartridges. We have a background check law in Georgia that prohibits felons from buying guns. There are talks about expanding it and using mental health. Those issues are important, but they also run into rights of privacy issues. So I'm going to have to see. You know, everybody's talking about this legislation conceptually. I want to see where the proof's in the pudding. I want to see what the details are.
But we do have background checks already right now, at least for gun sales through dealers. Is there any problem with extending that to private sales and gun shows?
As I said before, Dennis, I'll wait to see what the bill says before I start making comments hypothetically to the press.
Do you think, though, that there are some loopholes that could be addressed if the right solution were found? I mean, are there places where guns become available to people who probably shouldn't have them?
There may be.
Just to clarify, you said you were opposed to a ban. Does that include an assault weapons ban?
Yes. We did that in 1994 to 2004, and it didn't work. Columbine happened right in the middle of it. We've proven the inanimate object is not the problem. It's the animate object or the human being that goes astray that's the object. That's what we got to focus on is mental health and things like that.
If there's a filibuster, though, would you support that?
Again, the bill's not even written yet, Dennis, so you're asking me hypothetical questions I really can't answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about the technique rather than the legislation. I mean, is a filibuster
the Senate, all techniques are possible, but again, it depends on what the legislation is.
North Korea, are you concerned that the activity that we've seen is actually the beginning of preparations for a nuclear test? And how does the U.S. respond to a situation where we're not even sure why these actions are taking place?
Well, Kim Jong-un is an unknown quantity right now. His father was pretty well known for rattling the saber in return for relief on sanctions or some type of financial benefit. This man is not well known. We learned in 9/11/2001 that people with a fervor and a passion and a hatred of freedom and democracy are capable of doing anything. And you have to assume he's capable of doing anything with the resources he has, which is enough plutonium to make what we think are 6 warheads. So being prepared is obviously what the United States has got to do. And I commend the president on the deployment of missiles in Alaska and Guam, the flyover from Whiteman Air Force Base of the B-2s over South Korea, just to send the signal we're ready if you try something that's going to be a heavy price to pay.
How concerned are you, though, that South Korea might take some action first if it feels that something's coming?
Well, you've preempted, and when you talk about nuclear armament and nuclear warheads, preemption's fine, because once it's gone off, it's too late. So I don't limit anybody's ability to preempt a strike.
Senator Johnny Isaacson, thanks very much again. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dennis. Take care.